The Baby Lambs podcast may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast.
Welcome back to the Baby Lambs podcast. I'm Ashley.
I'm Lisette, and no time has passed since our last stream.
We've been here all along.
All along. We haven't been off. Oh. We look exactly the same. Same length hair. Nothing's changed.
Yep. Nope. And all my buns are always in the center, just like it is today.
Yep.
So we're going
to talk about gaslighting people.
I know. I'm sure that they're all like, where have you been? I hope so. I hope you've been wondering where we've been.
Cheers.
Cheers. So,
I know. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored, but we're holding, we're holding two different brands.
Yeah, actually. So that's the Aldi brand.
Oh, okay.
And this is the one you find at, Little Wine?
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so we're having a few drinks because we finally are getting our shit together and playing these Hunt a Killer boxes that keep arriving at my house.
Look at that. It's like the gift that keeps on giving.
Pretty much. So if this is your first time listening to us, welcome. We are the Baby Lambs podcast. We are two best friends who live in Miami, Florida. We both identify as Cuban descent or Cuban American or Cubans. But we're also 30-something year olds.
Yes.
We're both married.
Not to each other.
But not to each other. And we like to talk a lot of shit. And that's really what the podcast is all about.
And we like to play games. Literal games.
Yeah. We really like true crime things. So
True crime.
True climb up the crimes. And and Hunt a Killer is definitely one of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
True climbs.
Yes.
And if you're not familiar with Hunt a Killer is a subscription box service that it's a subscription box series that is surrounded by a particular fictional true crime event. And each box in a season will include like clues and information that helps to build to a larger story. Yeah. At which the end result is to eventually solve the crime.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be our sixth series with Hunt a Killer because we just can't get enough. So, if you've never played Hunt a Killer before, this is a great episode for you to get started with because it's the first box of this brand new season called...
Yep. Mallory Rock.
Mallory Rock. So we're also going to be unboxing this for the first time here. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what's in the box except that it's called Mallory Rock.
Yes. So from the last one that we played, which was called Starstruck, to this one, they did give us like a little sneak peek. So I'm expecting something nautical.
Yes.
I'm expecting like mermaids.
Yeah. I hope so. Oh, my God.
Like, what's the point of giving me ocean stuff and you're not going to give me mermaids? At least one siren.
Yeah, I just want, like, the ship, the front of a ship. What's the name? The head?
The boat head. Oh, it has, like, a whole thing. It's called, like, a hole.
It's called the whole thing. It's called the boat head?
The boat,
yeah. The head of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they put the naked lady to, like, scare off storms?
I have, like, the name. Like, it's like, right there, but yeah. Not quite.
Figurehead?
No.
Maybe we'll learn about it in the series.
If it really is about nautical stuff.
I'm sure somebody's going to talk about it.
Hopefully.
Also. Whatever. But anyway, so we're going to unbox this. And so there will be some level of spoilers. Mm-hmm. So if you're planning on playing Hunt a Killer, you should. Actually, proceeds from each box that you buy go toward the Cold Case Foundation, who help to solve real cold cases, which we always need because there's a lot of unsolved murders and stuff out there.
Folks need closure, you know. Help. Bodies need to be laid to rest.
They need to be found. You know, all sorts of stuff. And we have our own discount code. If you're interested, you can get 20% off your first box when you put in when you use code BabyLams. Okay, you want to get started?
Yeah. So as usual, I will be reading our introductory memo email situation.
Mm-hmm.
I just like reading that part.
Yeah. So there's always you'll see. You'll
That's
get
a tradition.
It. Yeah. You'll know what we're talking about. Yeah. But here's what the envelope looks like this season. It says stuff on it. What does it say? It says Mariners Lodge Hotel,
mm-hmm.
Blue Jack Way, Mallory Rock,
Maine.
Maine.
I mean, so we're going to New England, baby.
And there's something really...
Ooh.
There's like a rock in there. They also always give you evidence. So there's like... So you always get like a goodie or two.
It feels like coasters.
But like made of wood.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you want a scissor?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's just because there's a...
Careful with your hand.
How's that for you? How's that ASMR? The scissor sucks. Am I getting anywhere? Did I cut anything?
Yeah, careful. You just don't cut yourself. Here.
No. I won't.
Yeah, she did it. Ooh, mira, nos dieron un marker.
Mira.
Is it a marker or a pen? A marker.
That says Mariners Lodge Hotel.
Right. Do you want to see the goodies or do you want to read the notes?
No, I want to see the goodies. Hell, girl.
Oh,
look, there's all sorts of things.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put this here for now.
So we got...
It is a coaster.
Yeah. Oh, it's nice. Mr. Lighthouse.
Look at that. It's like a ceramic... You hear that?
Oh, my God.
It has a little cork back. Oh, you know what? You should use it. Let's put that. Put your Truly on it.
Okay. Okay. Like, actually put my Truly
on it? I mean, you can. Here, put it up.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to give me so many burps.
Yep. Oh, we got a journal.
They always give you a journal.
Yeah.
They always give you a journal, which is always helpful because, you know, sometimes you need to write shit down.
Yeah.
And is there any cool details in here? Oh, yeah.
Okay, so do we want to read this first?
Yes.
Okay, so we have two memos this time. Here, I'll give you the rest of that.
Okay.
All right. So, from Mariners Lodge Hotel. Detective, first things first. Thanks for taking my case. Michelle says you're the best there is, and I'm up against a lot here. 6 weeks ago, my sister's body washed up on North Beach. She had a huge gash in her head, so the cops think she fell from a nearby bluff and floated on in the tide. They ruled her death an accident. I believe mm-hmm. them, but Beth was scared of heights, and I mean absolutely terrified. You know what? Same girl.
Mm-hmm.
My gut tells me there's no way she fell from anything taller than a step stool. My sister was murdered.
All right,
first time it's said. She wasn't perfect, but I thought everyone loved Beth. Okay, I'm guessing it's a small town. I guess it's possible her work could have done something to do with it, although I'm not sure how. She was a pretty successful accountant. Even served on the town council, in parentheses, typical overachiever. It's an awful feeling to think that someone wanted her dead. Her personal life was a little bit messy.
Aren't they all?
She was married to this loser from high school named Joey, and I don't think it was going well. She wouldn't give me a ton of specifics. Actually, the last time I saw her, it seemed like something was wrong. The day of her murder, we met at the hotel I run to talk about our mom. Mom's not well, and it's really hard taking care of her. To start with, Beth was late. And then as much as I tried to get Beth to focus, she was somewhere else, and then she had to go. I was going to call her later that night to check in, but there was a pool emergency at the hotel. Time got away from me, and I never called. If she would have just talked to me, we could have figured it out, whatever it was. Michelle told me to send you everything I could get my hands on. There's paperwork from cops, quote-unquote. In parentheses, I'm trying to get more. Plus a few things from Beth's funeral. The program I'm sending you belonged to Reverend Reaver, who tried to weasel his way out of doing the service to attend a so-called, quote-unquote, spiritual retreat. The Bible verses you wrote down don't match up, so give it a look. I'm also sending stuff to help you learn about Mallory Rock and the people here. Forget what the brochure says, locals here don't like summer people. Everything here is just a little bit off, like the previous owner of my hotel, who you can thank for that dry erase marker. This genius ordered 10,000 of them as quote unquote fun souvenirs. I feel like you would do that.
Yeah, and I have.
Oh, you have.
I have ordered fun souvenirs.
The Bible, no. Most of them are still sitting on the stock in the stock room. Honestly, I'll never know what Beth saw in this miserable island, but for some reason she loved it here. The coaster belonged to her, one of the many pieces of Mallory Rock swag on her desk. She made me a playlist a few months ago that I added to the virtual desktop. She told me to listen to it when I needed to clear my head, when I needed to feel, quote unquote, at home. Now the first thing we should do is figure out where Beth died, because I know it wasn't the bluff. Do you think her body could have gone in the water somewhere else? If you can figure out another location, I'll see if there's a way to prove it. Once you have an answer, use the contact page on Michelle's desktop to send me a message with the subject. Just put the exact name of the location where Beth died in the email, and I'll know what you mean. I'm counting on you, Gwen. All right, and now,
yep,
Michelle Gray's letter.
Okay.
Gwen, thanks for contacting me regarding your case. I know how frustrating this situation must be and how deeply you must miss your sister. After reviewing your case, I agree that Beth's death looks suspicious and that we have enough information to move forward with the investigation. Believe it or not, I'm somewhat familiar with Mallory Rock. When I visited Maine a few years back, I took a day trip to the island. And although my visit was short, I agree with your description of the town, steeped in history and resistant to change. Interesting. Because you seem to be encouraging a good deal of pushback from your fellow islanders, I'm connecting you with my best associate. That's us. We're the best associate. Rest assured that it is someone I know can crack the case, no matter what. I'll be forwarding their mailing address to you shortly. While the circumstances of your sister's death are complex, the information you sent me is extremely helpful. It will also be invaluable for the investigator assigned to you, so I encourage you to forward it along. To help you to share files, I've created a secure space for you on my virtual desktop. To log in, go to... Both you and the detective will use your individual email addresses as your usernames, but the password will be the same for both of you.
Nah.
Once you're in, find the folder that says meh meh. The password for that is meh. As you work with your investigator, I assure you to collect as much information as you can. After all, any detail, no matter how small, could help uncover new evidence. Yes.
Okay.
Personally, I approach investigating like walking up a staircase. I take one step at a time, trusting that each step will lead to another. Even simple goals like confirming timelines or locations can provide a huge break in the case. Best of luck, Gwen. You're in capable hands. Michelle Gray.
Okay, so we're trying to solve poor Gwen's sister's murder.
Innocente.
Beth. So, thank you for that lovely read. I wanted to show off the notebook, Mallory Rock notebook. They always have like little bits of information that sometimes are helpful, not usually. I think it's just a way of like giving a place for this, yeah. So it feels like it came from the location that it's claiming it's from. So there's information about Mallory Rock at a glance.
Yeah.
It seems to be off the coast of Maine as an outpost of Massachusetts.
Also, like, it helps kind of establish what the town feels like, right? Like, how old it could be. Because definitely with the first one about the high school reunion, they kind of, like, really went into, like, it being a small town.
Definitely. And this definitely feels like one of those, like, same, like, insular towns. It's a fishing town.
Mm-hmm.
As it says here, there's, like, a whole little paragraph about the fishing industry. And I have a feeling we need to learn about the ferry, so I'm just going to read that part. It says, known to islanders as Old Ishmael, the Mallory Rock Ferry has been in operation since 1928. This plain but sturdy vessel is a familiar sight to most locals who take the ferry occasionally for work or pleasure. Helmed by longtime pilot Benny Howard, the ship is the only way for mainlanders to get on or off Mallory Rock, as no bridge to the island currently exists. However, the ferry's timing is known to be impeccable, as islanders are fond of saying, Old Ishmael tells the sun when to rise. So that's going to be important, because whoever murdered her,
mm-hmm,
either lives in the town or had to take this ferry to get in.
Yep.
And it talks about, like, you know, things that they trade. And then there's something in here called the Navigators Club.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. The Navigators Club is a social and charitable group whose membership includes the male descendants of founder Edgar Mallory's original crew. The Navigators Club works to make the community a better place through funding charitable activities and fostering community. The club upholds a system of values and standards for living called the Precepts. These 12 commandments were posted in Edgar Mallory's study in Latin, a language navigators still use today. Members pledge to follow these commandments, especially in tempore tribulant, or times of trouble. A Navigators Club meeting will often conclude with members reciting the precepts together. And then there's 12 precepts that are all in Latin. I'm not even going to try. So there's that. So we'll keep that handy. And we have our dry erase marker and we have our coaster.
We have our fun souvenir.
So we have a couple of other things. Looks like we have a map, but we haven't had a map in so long.
I love maps.
Oh my God, touch it. It feels so good.
Oh, it feels, I like that texture.
It just feels so nice.
This is like a good map.
This is a very good
map. Can we frame
map.
It? I want to frame it and put it up in my house.
You want to put it in the other bathroom?
Oh my God, you imagine. I should.
You
I'm
should.
Gonna take it. I'm going to take it.
Look at that. It's so hard for you guys to see. Oh, it's a big map.
Look,
it's a map.
Mallory Rock.
Which I'm sure will be important when we're trying. This reminds me very much of season one.
Yeah.
Because season one was the only other one that had a map like
okay,
this.
Okay, so if you want, we'll put it like over here.
Yeah.
Or I'll put it over here.
Which might be reason why we have a dry erase marker.
Yeah.
That's so smart, you see? Because Hunt a Killer is also learning from us.
Yep.
Because if they gave us a dry erase marker so that we can write stuff on it and erase it!
That's why it has that texture. Now I have to try it.
Oh my God, try it. But like on the corner.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
No.
Just kidding! Alright, well, you know, we tried. Never mind. But we tried. Okay. So, some other items that are in here include the aforementioned program. Oh, and there's some stuff on it that we'll read later. We have the police report. We have some emails. We have
the brochure
of the town, and we have the magazine, The Lantern from Mallory Rock, Maine.
Maida? Mermaids?
Maida! Hey, you ask and you shall receive. So we have. See, they really give you, like, really high quality. These feel like what they are.
Yeah, honestly, that is material that I would put in my bathroom for people to read, you know, when they're
doing the caquitas. So what do you want to read first? So we want to read this.
You want to start it?
Sure. So this is the program that was handed out for our poor Beth Ferris Hendricks. So the celebration of life, and this is what she looks like. Oh, poor lady. It says Mallory Rock Unitarian Church, Reverend Clarence Reaver officiating. So this was the one that was like having a hard time wanting to do it.
Yeah, because he was supposed to go on a spiritual retreat.
Yeah, and then he used some like weird Bible verses, which I'm sure we're going to look up in a minute. Okay, so the obituary reads as follows. Beth Ferris Hendricks was a blessing to all who knew her. A devoted wife, caring mother, an energetic leader, the impact she made during her short life will be remembered forever. Beth was born on September 17th, 1984, to Lee and Mona Ferris. She had a happy childhood on Mallory Rock, the island where her family has lived for 12 generations. A Mallory Rock High alumna, she is fondly remembered for leading the Lady Mariners soccer team to the state finals in 2002. She was also awarded the Cora Reaver Memorial Scholarship and served as treasurer of the Spanish Club.
Mira tú.
But Cora Reaver Memorial, I mean, our priest's name is Reaver too, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there we go. After high school, Beth attended Acadian State University on the mainland, earning a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting. She later returned to Mallory Rock to marry her high school sweetheart and love of her life, Joey Hendricks.
Oh, his name is a nickname?
I don't like that. I hate when people...
Just like Beth.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So they started their own accounting firm, Ferris Hendricks. which is actually a really nice acronym to last name, Ferris Hendrix, kind of rolls well. In addition to her professional endeavors, I'm sorry for the spittle. In addition, Beth was elected to the Mallory Rock Town Council, through which she actively sought to better the lives of everyone on the island. Her fellow counselors, it seemed there was no problem too big for Beth's optimism and vision. Even with all her accomplishments, Beth's primary source of joy was her family, especially her daughter, Ruby. What a sweet name. Beth is preceded in death by her father, Lee. She is survived by her mother, Mona, husband, Joey, and daughter, Ruby, and sister, Gwen, who is the one who sent us on this quest. The family asks that in lieu of flowers, donations be made to the Coral Reefer Memorial Scholarship Fund.
That's pretty cool.
And then there's an order of service. So they had a scheduled musical prelude of God Only Knows with Gladys Good on the piano. Isn't that God Only Knows What I Mean? Okay. So basically the Love Actually soundtrack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Introduction by Reverend Clarence Reaver. Reflections by Amadine Noga and Martin Hendricks, who is who? Is that an uncle?
Maybe father-in-law? I think because her husband is...
Oh, her husband. So, okay. Not her parents? Well, I mean, it's tough, I would imagine. The readings were of John 14, 1 through 3. Turn Again to Life by Mary Lee Hall. The music is It Is Well With My Soul by Eve Journey on guitar. The eulogy by Josiah Hendricks. Who is that? Why isn't Gwen doing the eulogy? And My Life Flows on an Endless Song by Gladys Good. On an Endless Song. Okay. And then on the back it has the information on the church, and then handwritten.
Alright, let's go.
Are the letters NRSV. And then it has like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. Not even number 6. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. And then there are some assigned like Bible Psalms. So are we gonna have to like pick up a Bible to read them? I'm sure. Oh, you're already doing it. Okay, cool. So we're probably gonna have to research that. Oh my god, look at my chest. I scratched at it.
Wow. And it's visible.
I'm gonna close my shirt, guys. Those of you listening, sorry, you're missing out on the red chest.
What does it say on the back? Sorry.
NRSV. What are the letters that appear on the cross? You know, like Jesus has like a banner on his head. Do you know what the letters are? Invictus, Comitus, Euditus, Euriseth.
Wording on the...
You might hear my dog in the background. Okay. Well, while she looks that up, we'll continue looking through. We have the Mallory Rock Police Department investigation
report.
It's
INRI.
Oh, it's INRI.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not NRSV.
Yeah.
Not that? Okay.
I mean, it could be anything.
Well, I'll continue.
Oh, that's the type of Bible.
Oh, is that the kind of Bible it is?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
The New Revised Standard Version.
Oh. Okay.
So let's find out what it says. Genesis 24:42.
Okay. Actually, do that first.
Okay. So it says, I came today to the spring and said, O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, if now you will only make successful the way I am going. Okay.
Wait, repeat that.
I came today to the spring and said, O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, if now you will only make successful the way I am going.
Okay.
That's a weird... Okay, 1821.
Oh, God. We have too many things. Leila, now you're on the evidence.
And it says... It is a weird way of, like, putting everything together.
Okay, the next one is Genesis 18:21. And yes, this is important for us to do because obviously it's on the back of the program, so we need to understand why he wanted to
I must. Okay, so now this one is, I must go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me, and if not, I will know.
What? Then there's Psalm 17:3.
I'm just sorry. Give me 1 second. I'm just making sure that I have the. Yeah, I must go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me, and if not, I will know.
How involved is this
Psalm 17? God, I haven't searched through a Bible in forever.
Does it feel like muscle memory?
Mm-hmm. 17:3. Psalm.
Prayer of David.
3. If you try my heart, if you visit me by night, if you test me, you will find no wickedness in me. My mouth does not transgress. Okay. Luke 6. This can only get better.
I love this.
6:27. Let's go. Alright. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. That is all of 27. Let's just finish it though. To those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. Interesting that you chose the one. Read that. Mark what?
11:25.
Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. So it's part of the Our Father.
Okay, and then the last one, which is number 7, is Ruth 1:6.
It's so good that they included Ruth in there. Then she started to return with her daughters-in-law from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had considered his people and given them food.
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
So what we're saying here is that without this woman, we don't know where any of this family will be.
And that she probably had to withstand a lot.
Oh, wait, do we want to search this one? John 14:1-3?
Sure.
Book of John, chapter 14. You know, that was one of my favorite games when I was in Bible study.
Was to guess what the
passage like go through that and like also go through like who could find the verse fastest.
This is obviously before phones.
Yeah, way before phones. There were no cell phones were not a thing in 94. No, it was what, 96, 97? Okay, here we go. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also.
Okay. All right, Father.
Okay, John.
Okay. So we know that there's something weird with the priest. Pastor?
Pastor.
Something weird going on with the pastor. And
no, it's Reverend. They're Reverend.
Reverend. With Reverend Reber.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the Mallory Rock police report. The name of the investigator is Alex, spelled with A-L-I-X, Castillo. Location of the incident, North Beach, Mallory Rock. nature of incident, accidental death, other relevant details. There were no direct eyewitnesses to the immediate incident. The injury was fatal. It was of Elizabeth Ferris Hendricks, also Beth. September 17th is her birthday. So the description of the incident. Ms. Ferris Hendricks' body was discovered on North Beach, adjacent to the Ballantine's Bluff, which we have a map now. Mm-hmm. The body was found by Ingrid and Maeve Sloan, two out-of-town visitors who were boating in the area. They immediately came ashore and called the MRPD. Sergeant Alex Castillo was the first to arrive at the scene, followed by Sergeant Sullivan Combs. The body exhibited severe trauma to the back of the head as well as minor injuries throughout. Ms. Ferris Hendricks' family members were given statements for the purpose of the investigation. There were no direct eyewitnesses to the accident, as the area is fairly remote. Now, there are certain things that are circled. It appears that they were so one of the things was on North Beach, and then handwritten it says, "Where did she go into the water? Not Ballantine's Bluff." Okay. And then the second circle is around family members, as in the sentence, Ms. Ferris and Hendricks' family members. And it says handwritten, "Need to know where Joey was. Alibi?"
Mm-hmm.
And then on the back are some conclusions. The location of Ms. Ferris Hendricks' body and the nature of her injuries are identical to three cases of accidental death that occurred at Ballantine's Bluff in 2004, 2006, and 2017. Based on these similarities and the absence of any evidence, I swear I'm just spitting on everything.
Jeez.
I know. I'm sorry. Any evidence of foul play? I'm so sorry. Just don't look. The investigation's findings was that Ms. Ferris Hendricks slipped and fell from the top of the bluff, sustaining injuries during the fall. She drowned after being submerged while unconscious. Ms. Ferris Hendricks' body floated in shallow water before washing up on North Beach. It is unknown why Ms. Ferris Hendricks was in the bluff at the time of the accident. Findings have been communicated to the family for medical examiner's findings, CME report. And then it's circled, the CME report, which means medical examiner.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, "Don't have this yet, text Sully." Okay. And then handwritten on the bottom, it says, "Find the location of her murder," underlined. So it's interesting because the report says that it was accidental.
Mm-hmm.
The conclusions, even though it alludes to these other accidental deaths, quote unquote, still are to believe that she fell off a bluff, but it seems that the investigator is like doesn't believe that, even though they probably typed this up. So
interesting.
Okay.
Pass me the emails.
Okay, the emails. So there are some printed B-mail emails.
Oh, I wonder if that's from Google.
Google. Here you go.
All right. So do you want to be one person and I be the other?
Yeah, sure. Are they in chronological order? Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Okay, so this is between Gwen and Jody Hendricks and Martin Hendricks.
I'm guessing those are Joey's parents?
I think so. All right, okay. So here we go. So this is yesterday, whatever day that was.
And the subject line is "Need a favor."
Need a favor. That's true. Need a favor. Okay, so I've been trying to reach Joey and can't get a hold of him. Is everything okay? Having a really tough time getting Beth's case reopened. I need to talk to him about that day. Thanks, Gwen.
Okay, so now I'm Martin.
I guess, yeah.
Gwen, you know I'd do anything for Beth. Let me know what you need. M. P.S. What's going on with the pool leak situation? Any more problems with the pump? Also, how's your mom doing?
Hi, Martin. Can I come over Wednesday night? The pump's fine, thanks. Mom is good. She remembered Ruby's name yesterday and asked about her. Wednesday?
Oh. Mom has some sort of memory issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the response is from Jody this time. It says, "Hi, Gwen. Sorry if it comes out of nowhere, but when Marty emailed you, we hadn't had a chance to talk about this as a family. You really shouldn't come over. As you know, we both loved Beth very much. However, as much as we miss her, sometimes the only thing to do is to remember that everything happens for a reason. Have you thought of how opening a new investigation will affect Ruby? You know how close she and Marty are, and while he won't tell you this himself, he's very worried about her. We know you mean well, but she's been through a lot. We will hold sweet Beth in our hearts forever, Jody.
Oh, okay, Jody.
What has Ruby been through? Tell me. Thank you.
She lost her mom.
Well, I know. I know she lost her mom, but, like, that feels like there could be more.
It's so dismissive. That's like, why. You know what? Let's just not look into this anymore. She's, like, dead. See, so, what? Let's just move on.
Don't use Ruby as an excuse. If you don't want to help, just say it.
Good for you, Gwen. And then Jody writes, Gwen, my answer was written with love for you and concern for my granddaughter. I'm sorry you took it otherwise, Jody. Fuck off, Jody.
Okay, like, well, here we go. If you care so much about Ruby, why not ask her what she thinks?
And then she didn't reply. This was for 4 minutes. I guess they were going back and forth pretty fast. And so 4 minutes later?
Well?
To which Jody responded, like, 20 minutes later, saying, Gwen, we will not be involving her in this. Please try to be reasonable.
Okay, I'm done. Tell your useless son to call me.
Then Martin writes, I think we should all take a step back and let things cool down. I'll talk to Joey. All the best. M.
What a dad response.
Really? Like, hey. Guys. Let's chill. A girl is gone.
Yeah. But those were very dismissive emails.
Super dismissive. Like, hello. How would you feel if it was your son who died? You're like, I guess it happens for a reason.
Right?
Fuck off.
Oh, they had the Bible verse there.
Wow. Okay, well, you know what you did? You took the extra step, and that's what's important.
Okay, here we go.
So there's the Mallory Rock Tourist Tips pamphlet.
Town of Mallory Rock by M. and Dean Noga, town manager.
She spoke. She wrote in Reflections. Along with Martin Hendricks, who we now know is, I guess, Joey's parent, father.
Yep. Okay. All right, so we have, like, the inside, and then we have the outside, and here we go. So, discover the site where Mallory Rock was founded. Founder's Wharf is located at the point where Edgar Mallory and his crew first landed on the island. The nearby commemorative plaque provides the perfect place for photos. Mm. Have a pint at the Last Bastion. Bartender and co-owner Dante Reyes will gladly pour you one of the Last Bastion signature brews while you're enjoying the rustic surroundings. Ask him to tell you the story of the drowned sailor, a local Mallory Rock ghost story. That's all you, baby.
I love ghost stories.
Order a lobster feast at the Oyster Bucket.
Oyster Bucket? You could come up with a better name.
Thank you. Opened in 1771 as Woodard's Tavern, the Oyster Bucket is the island's oldest restaurant, featuring catches from Mallory Rock's local fishermen. This laid-back spot serves classic New England fare on a seasonal menu. Visitors can present this brochure to receive a 5% discount on all dining purchases Monday through Thursday.
That's great. Good to know we have it.
Going on a shopping spree at Mother Island, local yoga instructor, doula, holistic healer, and entrepreneur Sam Gundy has filled her shop with unique and curious treasures from all over the world. Be sure to check out her collection of Tibetan singing bowls, as well as the impressive assortment of natural remedies.
I love Sam, and until we realize that she killed somebody.
Yeah,
We'll see.
100%.
Look at that. She's killing herself. Look at that scarf.
Look at that.
The scarf is really tight. Wrapped.
And she has a...
¿Qué es eso?
I don't know if it's a mermaid or a jay.
Yeah, she has like a weird necklace.
With a heart on it.
It's like a heart hook. It looks like a fishing hook.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense.
I'm sure that's going to be important.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get that in a box.
Oh, my God. Like a Joey. This is going to be Joey's lover. I bet you.
They all went to high school together and we're in a throuple. All right. Explore the Vanishing Beach. True to its name, the Vanishing Beach disappears when the tide comes in. Tucked in between Stony Point and the ruins of founder Edgar Mallory's cottage, this remote spot is popular with locals for proposals, special events, or simply quiet contemplation. Mm. Make sure to check the ferry schedule. While the Mallory Rock Ferry is extremely reliable, it only runs 3 times a day. Make sure you've got a schedule handy or you could miss the boat.
Oh, no.
And in the back says, visit the Mallory Rock Lighthouse. The inspiration behind the Mallory Rock Lighthouse Festival, this 19th century lighthouse is the most popular tourist attraction on the island. Photos are encouraged. However, the staff respectfully asks that guests refrain from knocking on the door of the keeper's house. I mean, I think that's fair.
Poor guy, person. They're just trying to, like, keep the bulbs clean.
For real.
You know, light the thing. Mm. All right. So, you're looking it up on the map to see where everything is?
Yeah.
All right.
It's all, like, there.
In the water area?
Yeah. Well, it's all water. It's an island.
Makes sense. So I guess we'll go back and forth because this is a magazine, but we're opening the last bit of physical information because we haven't even looked online of the Lantern, which is a magazine from Mallory Rock.
Wait, turn it around again.
Yeah, there's the Baba.
Oh, a Reverend.
A Reverend is here on the back. Look at the Reverend. It says, yeah. A place to heal, a place to belong.
Mother Island también tiene a little special.
Mira.
Oh, all the little places have like a little thing.
The Hendrix Group, so I guess they are a development company as well.
Yeah.
The Oyster Bucket. These are all, I guess, important places we're going to need to get to know. Including this guy.
Reverend Reaver.
He looks like such a fun guy. Look at his tie. What's his tie? Is it a fish? What is that?
I wish I could zoom.
What is that?
It kind of feels like popcorn, but it's not popcorn.
It's a cute tie. Thank you. All right, so opening it up, they have a little thingy thing, like little like table of contents. Issue. Like, oh, things. So I'll read this first one. It's called Gearing Up for the Lighthouse Festival by Daniel Short. When the Lighthouse Festival was founded in 1964, it drew a few dozen attendees, most of whom were on the festival organizing committee. Decades later, the festival has grown into a week-long event that islanders, and these days visitors from across the region, look forward to every year, featuring local crafts and cuisine, plus a variety of performances and events. The festival now averages about 800 attendees each season. Although this year's festival has only recently concluded, islanders are already looking forward to next year's schedule of events. To many, the highlight of the festival is the sand sculpture contest.
Love it.
This year, Doug Brown wowed the judges with Ahab and the Whale, while Addison Reaver took second place with her recreation of Mallory Cottage in its heyday. Next season, the competition is sure to heat up as word of the festival spreads and entries from the mainland increase.
Ooh.
Another favorite event among locals is the opening night fireworks. First introduced in 1980, these once modest pyrotechnics have grown larger and more elaborate with every passing season. In fact, the display is so large that it now requires an evening of testing 1 week before opening. Next season's fireworks will feature over 5,000 shells in what is sure to be the most impressive show in the festival's history. Finally, no lighthouse festival would be complete without the annual mermaid pageant.
I'm so excited.
The most recent winner, Alicia Kovacs, the soon-to-be freshman at Governor King College, will return next year to crown the Mallory Rock High School senior chosen to be Miss Mallory Rock Mermaid. With so many exciting events in store, the Lighthouse Festival is sure to draw more and more visitors to Mallory Rock with every passing year. Whether you're new to the festival or a lifelong attendee, this fun-filled week promises something for everyone. It's only a matter of time before the Lighthouse Festival goes from being the best-kept secret in Maine to creating a national or even international draw.
Okay. You want me to read this?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so Hometown Heroes. Jordan Woodard. This issue's hometown hero is property whiz and entrepreneur Jordan Woodard. We sat down for a Q&A with Jordan to hear about his latest ventures on Mallory Rock by Retta Smith.
Look, also, Hungry Yokai is saying, yeah, we hunting a killer today.
Yes, Michael. Look at that. Look at this dude.
Look at this guy.
Little brandy glass.
Look at how he holds it. He's
also,
so
why
smart.
Is he so angry? Does he hate
Brandy, like, why even drink it?
I feel like he didn't want to be interviewed. I think he finished it. He's just holding an empty glass.
Almost. It's almost empty. I keep wanting to go, so, okay, so. Wait a minute. Sorry.
What?
Who conducted this interview?
Rheta Smith.
Yeah, but it doesn't match.
TL?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that's The Lantern. It's the name of the publication.
Oh. That's weird. They never do that. Mm. Anyway, your company, JW Enterprises, has really revitalized the housing industry here on the island. What would you say is the greatest contributor to your success? JW. First of all, let me just say that it's really difficult starting from the ground up in real estate. I'm pretty much 100% self-made, despite what people might believe, and I've worked so hard for everything I have.
He's not the killer, or is he?
Without empty glass of brandy.
Yeah, he's waiting to fill it with her blood.
Yep, and then drink it to stay young.
It's not working. It's not working.
At all.
That's an old ass man.
True story. So I would say that the number one key, especially if you're like me and nobody ever gave you anything, is believe.
God. Ugh, I love when people are like, if nobody ever gave you anything, you earned everything on your own.
Okay, Mr. Silver Prodder. Meaning, you have to believe in yourself 100%. If you can do that, everything else will fall into place. I guess some people would use another word, confidence.
Oh God, I hate him already.
So, it's the worst. Hopefully, we don't have to deal with him at any other point. TL, and any other tips for people looking to start their own business? JW, taxes are for suckers. I'm dead serious on that. Oh, my God. Where did they get this guy? Fox News? TL, did you always know you wanted to go into real estate? Have you ever tried any other careers? Please tell me that you have. I pitched for the Mallory Rock Mariners back in high school, and that got me a baseball scholarship at Portland Maritime. Fun fact, 30% of all pitchers are lefties, and so am I. I think that's probably why I was so successful. I was recruited for a few minor league teams right before graduation, but I turned them all down.
Why?
It was the right thing to do. 60% of the time.
Yeah, it works out every time. It's true.
This sounds harsh, but there's no money in that.
In baseball?
In baseball. Minor league.
Oh, minor league, yeah.
Also, you know that you're getting old when you have to do this to what you're reading. To make it easier on your eyes.
Do you need me to, like, flash a flashlight here?
Please don't. No, it's because I'm getting glare. JW Enterprises. Oh, sorry. TL. JW Enterprises has had a lot of success flipping houses on the island, but you recently started investing in the local restaurant scene. Can you tell us about any new projects? JW. I recently acquired partial ownership of Louis Lobster Pound. Oh my God, these restaurant names are great. Which has been around for a long time, but was kind of fading. Everyone says the place has done a 180 with my help. I also just bought a fun little bar called The Rock Lounge. It's a great place to unwind, but not super family friendly, just FYI.
Great.
TL, any final words of wisdom? JW, if you're looking to buy on Mallory Rock, give me a call.
I hate him. Hate him so much.
I agree with Hungry Yokai. He is the killer.
There's horoscopes.
I know. I saw it on the table of contents. I'm so ready. I can't wait.
Okay. Mallory Rock history. Navigators Club Meeting House.
We've heard about them before.
Written by Bryce Darren. As the 20th century neared, the descendants of the founders of Mallory Rock began to worry their ancestors' legacy was fading. Hoping to keep the founders' memory alive, the Hendricks, Reaver, Gundy, Ferris, Good, Woodard, and Ballantine families, that's all the families that we've learned about, came together to form a new organization on the island. This club would have one primary purpose, to honor their forebears' contribution to Mallory Rock.
You know what this sounds like? The veiled prophet bullshit.
A little bit. No, when they said that, I know, wasn't that weird? We were just, like, ooh, graced with that information earlier. After the charter was signed in 1890, the Navigators Club began meeting in the home of one of the founders, Edwin Good. However, since every male descendant of Mallory's crew was eligible to join, this club soon outgrew this residential space.
So everybody had males.
That's just how it works.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
In need of a separate building, the members quickly settled on a location on Anchor Street, and construction began in 1892. The architect chosen for the project was Philippe Breck, He was well-versed in the Gothic Revival style and had previously designed several well-known buildings on college campuses throughout New England. Still in pristine condition today, the Navigators Club Meeting House is a prime example of the Gothic Revival style. While visitors are not allowed to enter the meeting house itself due to the club's privacy concerns, they are welcome to admire its exterior. The surrounding green space known as Sailors Memorial Park is modeled after an English garden and provides a place for rest and recreation. Recently, members of the Navigators Club completed a large-scale campaign to renovate the grounds. The most notable change was the addition of a large sundial, a nod to the club's nautical origins. With proactive improvements like these, this architectural treasure is sure to retain its historic beauty for the next generation of islanders.
We're going to read about this guy?
Don't you want to? Look at, who's this guy?
Yeah, I would much rather read about him than the last guy.
Oh, for sure.
All right,
and here it's some good news.
Good news! Kayak recovered!
Good for him.
Yes, by Retta Smith. When visitors from Burlow, Massachusetts, Sandra and Ken Schultz lost their sea kayak in a rip current, they were prepared to resign themselves to Mother Nature's will. Little did they know, the wonder of the internet would reunite them with their long-lost treasure. Someone once read it. Local radio DJ Edward Gundy, better known to his many fans as Eddie Blue, was walking along the North Beach with his daughter Samantha when he spotted the bright-colored vessel coming in on the tide. "I knew it had to be lost," Eddie said, "but I wasn't sure how to get it back to the right person." Samantha suggested to create a post on Good Fences, a social media site that connects users in the same neighborhood, or in this case, island. A long series of shares and comments eventually led Eddie to the Schultzes. "I couldn't believe it," Mr. Schultz remarked. "Talk about going the extra mile." The Schultzes had just placed their kayak in the water when it was swept away by a rip current on the eastern side of the island. "It took less than a second," Mrs. Schultz remarked. We're really lucky it was the kayak and not us. A rip current is a kind of extreme current that can take large objects and people out to sea with little warning. Michael's been caught in those. Areas in which these currents typically form are posted online by the town of Mallory Rock and should be avoided. However, tourists can rest assured that apart from these specific areas, swimming in the waters around Mallory Rock is generally considered safe. You good?
I'm trying to...
Oh, we're a little blurry.
Yeah. We're a little blurry. What happened there?
There we go. Should be aware. However, tourists can rest assured, apart from these specific areas, swimming in these waters around Mallory Rock is generally considered safe. Small items like a pair of sunglasses or a toy boat could easily float out into the tide during normal conditions, but larger objects like kayaks and, thankfully, swimmers have little to no risk of being carried off without the presence of a rip current. For more information, consult the safety notices on the Town of Mallory Rock website.
Okay, I guess that's their subtle way of saying that it's only possible for her to have been pulled off if there was a rip current,
mm-hmm.
unless there was some other force of nature.
Like a human.
Okay, so I mean, it's only fair, I think, with the first horoscope we have to read is of the person who died.
Which was a Virgo.
Yeah. So, where is Virgo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now is the time to reconnect to loved ones. Okay. Reconnect with an estranged family member or forgotten friend, and you might find a once distant relationship is worth rekindling.
It's kind of sad.
A little bit.
Yeah. So, read yours.
I'm a Pisces. So, your natural charm will bring a romantic opportunity your way.
If you weren't married already.
Oh, my God. Then what do I do when it comes? Will you be open to the possibility of love, or will you shy away?
Shy away, actually. Shy away. All right, Sagittarius. Focus on saving rather than spending. Okay. What you see as a meaningful or rightly deserved purchase will only cause you grief down the line. So, resist the urge to indulge. No, never.
Damn.
Primero muerta que sencilla. Never.
There's a bonus.
Yeah, that was the one that they tried to give Sagittarians.
And then you were like, nah, thanks.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You wouldn't fall under this anyway.
No.
This is Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus? Yeah. Rarely used or referenced in modern horoscopes, but it has been called the 13th zodiac sign due to the constellation's ecliptic path. There's a bonus horoscope for any readers who consider themselves an Ophiuchus. So if you were born in between November 20th and December 17th, this is for you. Be wary of false promises and flatterers. Not all that glitters is gold. Well, since Hungry Yokai's here, you want to read Cancer?
Let's read Cancer.
Let's read Cancer.
You think it's down here?
Yes.
Yeah, here we go. You've been too focused on the happiness of others lately. It's time to draw your attention to yourself. Once you do, you'll find your grudges against the world begin to lighten.
Oíste? Hungry Yokai.
You're holding so many grudges, Michael.
Yeah, let go. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
So that's all for what's actually in the box.
Oh my god, I think this is a video for Beth's funeral.
Yeah. So on this screen, we have the desktop open. So basically, with every Hunt a Killer, there is a desktop component.
Mm-hmm.
So you can usually there's like additional clues in there. They'll have like a Spotify soundtrack, which I do want to see. We always look at this playlist.
I'm gonna turn on the light.
Yes. Wow.
Should I make it like?
You can make it more dim. There we go. Look, it's natural. You can see the shine.
Humidity, baby.
Welcome to Miami. Let's see what the playlist looks
absolutely
like.
Absolutely.
So they always have a Spotify playlist along with every season. So this is for Gwen. And there's God Only Knows by the Beach
obviously.
Boys.
Aww.
You Are the Best Thing.
I love
by
it.
By Ray. We're Gonna Be Friends by the White Stripes. I'm a Cuckoo.
Yeah, by Belle and Sebastian.
Cats and Dogs by The Head and the Heart. Harvest Moon by Neil Young.
Aww. What do you want?
Bangers, indeed. You Never Need Nobody by The Lone Bellow. Honey, Won't You Let Me In?
By The Tallest Man on Earth. I used to listen to that person all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What else? There's The White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes. So Far Away by Carole King. And You're My Best Friend by Queen. So good.
That's a great playlist, actually.
This is an excellent playlist. Oh, man, I love that they do this. This is such a, like, a cute detail.
Look at the name of the...
Of the
creator of it.
Ferris Wheel.
Oh, that's true. It's from the sister, from Beth to Gwen.
That makes sense. Oh, God. So sweet.
Aw. Love this playlist.
Okay. There's, I guess there's a Mallory Rock site, which we can open. It's just a website for Mallory Rock.
It's a very much a New England town.
Yeah, there's the manager. Let's see the town council. We should see Beth, right? Oh, this is Amandine. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice woman of color.
Yes.
Okay, we have Jennifer Sirocco, who's the town clerk. I haven't heard about you, so I don't care. Chris Ballantine, per, I guess, the name of the
one of the
creek.
Families, yeah.
He went to the same university.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we have the dad, Martin Hendricks, is the CEO of Hendricks Group, a local development and construction company. He has been married to the beautiful Jody Hendricks for over 14 years.
That's a long time. He's handsome.
Then there's our favorite, Eddie Blue.
I love him.
Eddie Blue Gundy. He's new. He filled the seat after Beth, passed. He hopes to use this opportunity to be a progressive advocate for the people.
I love it.
And then we have another Ballantine, who's the older brother to Chris Ballantine. He's the owner of the Oyster Bucket. Ali Bates Good, who's an attorney with Journey and Fair, specializing in the estate and probate law.
Okay.
Her husband is Kevin Good. Okay.
Yeah. I made a logo.
Sam Gundy, who we have our suspicions about. Sam is the owner of a holistic wellness shop, but she's a non-voting member, so why is she here? I don't understand.
I don't know. Well, she's just a secretary.
14 years? He's no, 40. 40. 40.
40.
She is proud to be the 12th Gundy to serve on the town council in some capacity. And then there's an in memoriam for Beth. Due to her tragic life, taken far too soon to remain in our hearts. They could have chosen a better photo, though.
I know. For real. She looks terrified there.
She does, because look at the tree.
What else?
Local Business Spotlight. The Lodge Hotel.
Oh, by the sister. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Gwen, our friend Gwen. Que aguacate.
Que aguacate, Michael. It's aguante. What an avocado, indeed.
What an avocado.
What an avocado.
Aguacate.
Yes, double avocado.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The inn is cute, you know? It is.
So she picked it up in 2016.
Okay. And she works with Martin Hendricks.
Okay.
Okay. Which is interesting because they had that horrible back and forth.
Yeah. Well, with Jody.
With Jody. Well, yeah, because Martin was like, let's keep the peace, guys. He did mean avocado.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
No, he's, yeah.
He's special, yeah.
Okay. Safety.
Hmm. Oh, okay, Sullivan.
Oh, he's in the police report.
Yeah.
As the tourist season approaches, there are some safety tips to keep in mind. Never swim alone. Okay. Obey all signage and posted warnings. Watch out for riptides.
Wear sunscreen.
SPF 35 or higher. Stay hydrated. Enter any body of water feet first.
Okay. Can I have the dry erase marker?
It's in the box.
Or just give me a marker, any of them.
Okay. Want purple?
Sure.
Or do you want black? I have black.
Yeah.
Let's do black, because purple might not see it. All passengers on any watercraft should wear life vests. Never leave personal items unattended on the beach. Use caution when driving near the beach at night. Wait. Coastal roads have poor lighting. That's what it says. And they actually circled the areas of concern. Is that what you were putting up?
Yeah.
Okay. So what she's doing, there's like a map on this that has areas of concern on it. So she's circling said areas of concern.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. And then there's an area called What's New? And this is, okay. Oh, the Cora Riva Scholarship winner. Oh, I thought they were going to explain what it is. But Eve Journey, good for you, was awarded the scholarship. Another woman of color. Who's studying digital communications. Go Eve. Thanks to donating to the scholarship fund in memory of Beth Ferris Hendricks. Your contributions are greatly appreciated. And then there's the Mallory Middle School Science Fair. Sixth graders, Anna Sirocco, Simon Whitaker, and Devin Snow. Okay, best project. Congrats. Tracking current. Oh! You can view their presentation called Tracking Currents on Mallory Rock through messages in bottles here. So this might, I'm sure, be important.
Yeah.
So it's literally like a map where it shows the, the town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when we tracked each recovered bottle's landing sites, the following graph shows the results of our study. Okay. Special thanks to my mom for driving me to pick up the bottles.
Sweet. Cutie.
He said, and last but not least, thank you to Officer Sullivan Combs for letting us off with a warning about littering, which he said is a civil violation in the state of Maine. We were truly sorry. We didn't think we would lose so many bottles. And our project next year will be about the effects of plastic on marine life.
Stop. My heart.
That's so sweet. Okay. Okay, so they have like an outline of
You can't make it bigger.
I can't make it bigger, yeah. But you can see like 16A, so we'll have to like, so 16A would be here.
Mm-hmm.
So what does each mean? Red means the launching sites.
Lost bottles.
The launching sites are the lost bottles. The launching sites, recovered bottles. And then the blues are the other landing sites. Oh, these are where they were lost. So everything that's in red means it's where they launched them, but they never found them again. Blue means launching sites where they were able to recover the bottles. And then purple means landing sites where the bottles were actually recovered. Okay.
So any of them that Valentine's... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically, that'll be important later, I'm guessing. We don't have to look at this now. But this is good to know. See, this is why you have to look at everything. Did you hear my insides?
I did.
Yeah, those are my intestines. They do that.
Someone's getting hungry.
I don't know if it's hunger. It's just like the noises it makes. Wait, what was the? Can you give me the password again for?
Yeah. Here.
Don't tell me it's invalid. I know it's the right one. Okay, so we have screenshots of a text message exchange between a Sully text. Okay. Oh, he only had 4%. Jesus Christ.
That's Michael.
All right, so I'll be a blue.
You want to be Sully?
You'll be Sully? Okay. Hey, do you have a sec to chat?
I just got on break. What's up? Another mainland influencer skip out on their bill? Happy face.
I know this sounds crazy, but I'm working with a private investigator to get my sister's case reopened. Okay, so it's one. Mm-hmm. We've got some paperwork from MRPD, but we need more. They told me it can take a long time. Any chance you could help get stuff any faster, like as a personal favor? You there?
I don't think I can. I know it's hard to hear. I'm really sorry.
Okay. I'm not asking you to rob a bank or something. I just need more evidence stuff, like her autopsy. It's taking forever.
I can't go around passing off files behind the chief's back if I want to keep my job. I'm sure they'll give you everything as soon as they can. I hope you understand.
I thought I meant something to you.
You know that's not fair. It was your decision. Remember? Break's over. I'm sorry, Gwenny. They used to bump uglies.
Okay, and then finally we have... Well, let me look at the Bible verses. Oh, look, it was the same site you were on.
Oh, Biblia. It's popular. Popular.
And then now there's video footage of Beth's funeral. So I'm going to do some sound stuff so we can hear it. Okay. All right. So let's get ready for the video footage of a funeral. Feels a little invasive, frankly.
Oh, why is he yelling?
Oh, because this is the past the reverend.
No, I think it's el hermano.
Ah, bueno, he's like holding, he's like doing this.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear this.
It's 4 minutes, by the way. Let's do it.
Hold on, you know what? I'm gonna go pee.
Oh, so we're gonna pause?
Yeah, no, it's okay. You can talk to them. I'll be fast.
Okay, great.
Hi, Michael, what are you doing?
Nothing? Okay, great. That's beautiful. I love that you're doing nothing. So yeah, we're trying to solve this murder, and I'm really excited because I love New England, the area, not necessarily like people. So it should be fun. Why are you leaving? Okay, okay, bye, okay, bye. No, you have to be here and support me. Through aguacate and avocado. Do you not want to help us solve this murder in New England? This poor woman lost her life. And you're just like, whatever, okay, bye. Dude, is Bob Ross like your favorite thing on here? Explain. Explicate. But yeah, I'm really excited to see where this goes. Michael, no!
What happened? Michael!
Hiroko Kake.
Oh yeah! Ah. Mm. Michael! Rude. Get your. That's disgusting. I mean, unless that's what you're into, and I don't need to know all the intimate details of your relationship.
Nor does everybody else.
Alright, ready to hear a funeral?
I'm absolutely ready to hear a funeral.
Alright, let's go.
You all know me?
No.
I'm Joey.
Okay.
Oh, you're Joey.
Beth's husband. First, I just want to say how grateful I am that you all showed up to honor Beth. She was loved by a lot of people. And I think everyone being here is a testament to that. So thank you. Also, Mom and Dad, thank you for speaking about Beth. She loved you both very much. Wow. Well, I have some notes, but it's kind of hard to find a place to start. Now, I've been in love with Beth since I was 14 years old. Our parents knew each other growing up, but we didn't really talk until, well, one of my buddies dared me to go up to her in the cafeteria. Jake Good, I'm sure y'all know him. It's freshman year, and I'm walking up to her, and I'm thinking, oh, she's amazing. And I'm like this like total main brain poser. I mean, she's way too good for me. Way too good. No, I still think that. I know that, actually. So anyway, our whole life together passed like it was 2 seconds. And now we're all here, which is crazy. It's just crazy. I mean, you're supposed to talk about all the great things a person did, but I don't think I have to remind anyone here how incredible Beth was, because her actions speak for themselves. Like if anyone called, no matter how big or small the problem, no matter what, she was there. She'd get on the phone or in the car, and off she went to save the day. Sometimes she'd be running around so much, when she got home, I'd ask, hey, have we met? What I mean is, Beth really cared. She made the place better, and she did it for the people in her life. Her sister Gwen, our beautiful daughter Ruby, mother Mona, my parents, Martin and Jody, this island, and me. Even when I let her down. You know, I've been thinking a lot about what I wanted to tell Beth if I could see her one more time. And I think I just want to say that I'm sorry. For everything. And thank you for being a wonderful wife and mother in person. And I'm just so sorry. I think that's all I have to say. Just, thank you. I really appreciate you all being here.
I think it seemed very sincere.
Yeah.
I think what we were supposed to take out of it was that they had some sort of issue. Mm-hmm. And it's an island, so I'm sure everybody knew about it.
Yeah. And she had to kind of, like, live with that in her day-to-day.
Yeah. I have to say that the actor that they picked did a great job.
Yeah.
It was a great monologue. Delivery was excellent. You don't trust him? That's fair. We shouldn't trust anybody, to be honest, yet, because it's too soon. But it did, while I was listening to him, make me realize that we need to, now I know why the Rip Current thing is important.
Yeah.
Because we need to identify where she was found.
Mm-hmm.
So we could determine where she was, where she had fallen. That's exactly what we need to do.
So can you go to the site again?
Yeah. So here's what we'll, where we will learn where she was found. I'm going to go ahead and open up the site.
Where's the black
marker? Oh, the black marker?
Yeah.
Okay. So what she's going to be doing, she's doing it off camera. She's on the map. And what she's doing is we took the police report and we're identifying on the police report where her body was recovered. Because remember, there's some information there that said that she had fallen off of a cliff, essentially, and into the water. But I have a feeling we're going to learn that she was caught up in a rip current. And we're going to learn through the project that these middle school kids did where she was actually dumped. So mm-hmm. did you already identify it?
Yeah, I identified where the body was found.
Okay, so that's...
Oh,
sorry.
That's North Beach.
North Beach, so we're looking at 20 right there. C20. Let's see where there's a C20 or 20C. 20C, there are three possible launching sites.
Okay, so can we...
You want to identify? I'll identify.
So 11Q. Actually, hold on. Wait. What are they? So we can just write them down here.
It's 11Q.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
18A.
Mm-hmm.
And 20R.
20R. And then all of these had the launching site of 20C.
No, no. Well, these all have launching sites that recovered bottles that that landed in 20C. So there are three possible locations where the bottles were launched that all landed in the same places that we've identified as where her body was found. So let's see where 11Q is. Q... is 11. Q is here, which is on the.
So it's like Mermaid Lane, so that's not like a significant area.
Okay.
The next one is 18A.
All right, and that's right up here.
Yeah, that's like near Valentine's Bluff.
All right, and then the last one is
20R.
20R. Okay, so. Here.
So that is a warning area. So that is 26. That is Stony Point.
Stony Point. Okay. All right. So it is possible that she was dumped in any of these three areas, which I think is what they want us to call out in this box. They want us to call out that the murder site could have been anywhere that wasn't where they said in the police report.
Yeah.
So let's then go back to the desktop and send an email. The subject is island.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what to say. Do I just write
Stony Point?
Okay. So what happens is in the game, in this, when you, in order to end, you have to send an email to the investigator and then they let you know if you're on the right track or not. So we're sending an email that says Stony Point because that was one of the areas and it was the warning area, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to go back to the inbox. We got an email response. Do you want to read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew it. I told you she wasn't at the bluff. The Vanishing Beach, wow. Beth and I used to play there as kids. It's right between Stony Point and this run-down old shack they call Mallory Cottage. We'd build sandcastles there while our mom yelled at us every 5 seconds to stay out of the water. She was deathly afraid of riptides. That's messed up and ironic now.
Mm-hmm.
If Beth was on that beach when she died, then she didn't get those injuries from a fall. Someone attacked my sister. They carried her body into the water and the ocean did the rest. So when I got your email, I knew I had to go there. It was weird, but I'm glad I went because I found something that proves Beth was there. Her thought stone. Beth carried this stone with her at all times. She wouldn't have lost it. She would have just dropped it. I'm sending it to you with anything else I can gather. This is huge. We have proof that there's another explanation for her death, and now the police have no choice but to listen to us. I'm calling Sully right now. This is happening. Gwen. I have inklings as to who may be the killer.
So, all right. So we've solved our first box of the series.
We have.
Okay. We've gotten so good at this.
I know, we have. But we did good.
We did.
It just proves, right, like that you have to read everything.
You have to read everything. Don't leave any stone unturned. Not even a thought stone.
Not even a thought stone. No.
But this is going to be an interesting story. I mean, yeah. we both really enjoy New England things. You're going to have New England things very soon.
Yeah, I'm having my family from New England arriving tonight. So, I'm going to have New England things very, very soon. Michael's going to be like, that's a weird way to phrase it.
Yeah, you're going to have them.
Yes.
Your New England things.
My New England things. So they arrive tonight, and I'm excited to see them.
Are you gonna tell them, like, hey, we're solving a murder that took place near, you're in the New England area, and they're gonna be like, not a real place.
Yeah,
you're
my sister-in-law's gonna be like, excuse me? You're solving crimes on the side now? Are you a PI? And I'll be like, yes.
Yeah, didn't you know?
Technically. You know what they should add to this? Mm. If you solve, like, 10 of these, like, series, you get a PI license.
I think so, because I think we're good at this. We're really good at fictional crimes.
Yeah.
Where they give us exactly what documents we need, and we don't have to look for them ourselves.
No. And we don't have to talk to anyone. Mm-mm. That's the best part, not having to talk to anybody. So yeah. I'm addicted to, like, moving these things.
It's just the magic of that chair.
I know. For real.
So, with that said, thank you guys for joining us. We hope that you'll enjoy us for the rest of the series. Mm-hmm. We already have a few of the boxes.
Yeah. So, we'll probably be back at a random point next week.
Yeah. So, if you're really interested in how this goes, you want to see or help solve this crime, follow us on Instagram. We'll be posting when we'll be on live, so you can join us mm-hmm. in the chat. You could help us do research. You could just talk to us.
Except Michael is just gonna think that everyone's guilty.
Yeah, obviously. I don't trust them. 40 years married, impossible.
Que aguacate.
Que aguacate.
And if you decide to do this on your own with your friends, remember that the code for your for 20% off, right, on your first box is Baby Lambs. And they are called Hunter Killer. I feel like that's important.
Yeah.
And with that said, I guess we'll be back next week.
Sure.
With box number 2, and we'll learn a little bit more about Beth, and hopefully know, like, maybe who was having an affair.
And we're gonna see this thought stone.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yes. Oh my God. We have a rock in here somewhere.
We got a rock in a box.
That's a song.
We got a rock in a box. If it's not, it should be.
It should be, yeah, for sure. And we wrote it.
Mm-hmm. Don't take it away from us. We trademarked it.
Okay, Michael, we trademarked it.
Oíste.
Okay, well, with that said, we'll be back next week with a new live thing for Hunt a Killer, probably a new episode for our regular Baby Lambs, and just have a great weekend, all right? It should be sunny, so, like, bejala, bala playa, and, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Drink water. Stay hydrated.
Bye. Wear your sunscreen. 35 SPF or higher. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Baby Lambs podcast. Artwork created by Janabelle Art. You can follow her on Instagram at Janabelle Art, or you can follow her studio at Studio Nami Tattoo. Music created by Daniel LaCosta and produced by Sunset Studios Miami. You can follow them on their Instagram at Sunset Studios Miami.
And you can follow us on Instagram via our handle at Baby Lambs Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at Baby Lambs PCast or Baby Lambs Podcast. You can find us now on iTunes and Google Play and even on CastBox, which is actually a really cool app. Also by finding us via our handle, Baby Lambs Podcast
or by visiting our website at babylambspodcast.com. Thanks again for listening.